Hello, everyone. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life.
Anxiety about imperfection. Not to be numb or uncaring, just simply without anxiety. Accepting yourself just as you are. Body, with this appearance, these behaviors, these life circumstances. One of the most reassuring lines from the Zen tradition was written by Zen Master Dogen. And it goes like this: to be in harmony with the oneness of things is to be without anxiety about imperfection. Now, I love this teaching because it assumes imperfection. It assumes that these bodies and minds will be reactive, that will grasp and get attached, and that we'll be angry at times and fearful, and that we'll even hurt the beings that we love the most out of our fear and our confusion. It assumes imperfection and says what matters is how do we relate to that? Deficient, and when we're aware of that deficiency, there's a real sense of shame, and that shame ties us up in knots. And it gives rise to the most profound sense of self-aversion. And what this means is that for awakening beings of our time, people on the spiritual path, that paying attention to shame, paying attention to self-aversion, is a necessary gateway for awakening. It's not something to get rid of. Rather, the way we pay attention to self-aversion is actually the ground of the path.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to America Meditating Radio. That was Tara Brach called Accepting Yourself on the Mini Growth Heartbeat album. I hope today finds you in a good space, in a good spirit, evolving from your yesterday, because perhaps your only competition is really with yourself, and really to observe if, you know, your present moment is able to offer you a window of a better version. And let me explain what I mean by a better version. To me, a better version is an individual who perhaps finds themselves in similar situations that seem to be quite cyclical, and yet the way they're responding to the situation is with more grace, more divinity, more peace, more wisdom, definitely more from a meditative state. So whereby you're no longer allowing your inner world to shake, you're not allowing your inner world to be polluted, you're moving away from being affected by stuff outside in. So how I look at evolving is that we're just handling the unfolding of our stories just a whole lot better than we were yesterday, last week, last month, last year, 5 lifetimes ago, 10 lifetimes ago. And so again, you know, if I'm feeling better about myself, and it's not easy to feel better 24/7, but it's good when you do have those moments and you do feel okay and you feel good and you're really investing in taking your being to another level for you, not because you're looking at anyone else. Not because you're comparing your life to someone else. Not because you've seen something on YouTube or on Twitter or Facebook that looked like, oh my gosh, they look so great. They look like they're doing well. Don't compare yourselves to other people. Don't compare yourself to other people. But just be in love with the source. Be in love with God. Because he will design you, he will make you in such a way no one can copy you. No one can even think of duplicating you, because God makes no carbon copies of any one of us. And so really, I want to really convey this message to all of my listeners today, that we're at this incredible moment in our journey where our ancestors of the past have been preparing us to step up to this present time, to really walk with the dignity and the pride and the wisdom of these times. We are designed for these times. And it gives me extreme pleasure to welcome our two guests that I'm going to be having a heart-to-heart conversation with. Today we're joined by two of the Gratitude Publications founders, Steve Sikon and Jarl Forsman, who are developers of the new Vibe app, along with Jim Justice and Bill Gladstone. You see, the app features thought leaders in mindfulness and meditation who provide daily wisdom and insight. Now let's hear about Steve. Steve Sikon, after nearly 35 years of meditating, soul-searching, and personal inquiry, Steve collaborates with Jarl to write daily messages that actually explore what it takes to live joyfully in peace. Their approach combines an understanding of psychology, metaphysics, the Western mystical tradition, and Eastern practices, and he draws from his earlier incarnation as an international urban planner, an experience that helped him to realize that each person is fundamentally free to make choices regarding his or her own perception and interpretation of events. As a Tai Chi and Qigong master, Jarl Forsman has encountered people in all walks of life. She's taught in many venues, from UC Berkeley, Jerry Brown's We the People organization, the Federal Reserve Bank, to parks and health clubs all over the San Francisco Bay Area. Now, Jarl and her husband, Steve, began to write a blog entitled Gratitude 24/7, from which they send out daily mindfulness messages based on their daily conversations. Isn't that sweet? Their leadership expands to over 50 countries, and today it's my privilege to welcome Steve and Jarl. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good, thank you.
Well, welcome to the air. It's so nice to have you.
Nice to be here. Lovely introduction.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'm sure you've earned it. And I'm not sure if you heard my earlier conversation. You know, I had this real deep epiphany, guys, about, you know, how we compare ourselves so much to people and what they're doing and how they are. And because of social media now, we're consistently bombarded by images and sounds that somehow can influence us to think that's what I want, that's what I need to be, without even thinking about the energy and the effort required to even get to that smile, you know, to get to that bling, What are your thoughts about the role of social media in these particular times?
I think it's an interesting situation because already we as human beings seems like the ultimate exercise of both maintaining our connection with the cosmos, you know, our kind of spiritual connection with the all, the one, the everything, and simultaneously being here present on the material plane and managing our affairs. And that second part of it, when we're drawn out too much, you know, and we're living too much in our external life, we can lose the connection with the all. You know, if you think of it as a symbolic image, you think of the cross, for example, not in any kind of religious play, but in the sense of the vertical line, the connection with the one, the cosmos, God, divine, everything, Brahma. And the horizontal cross is our effort to survive here on this plane, in these vehicles, these bodies. And something like social media brings us out more, it seems to me. The danger of it, if I could say that, or let's say the sort of the aspect of it that could be really out of balance, is that it makes you exclusively, or at least predominantly, focused on the material side of things, you know, on the outward side. How do we look? How do we compare with others? How can we get affection from the outside? How can we get esteem from the outside? Self-worth from the outside? And the danger is if we become addicted to that and we're constantly engaged with that, then we do get out of balance because we're not paying attention to that other extremely important part of ourselves.
Yeah, the subtle side. Jarl, anything you have to share?
I did notice when I was listening to you say that how calming it was. And as I heard you talk about comparison, I went into my body. And I noticed how I was feeling about this interview, you know, and will I do a good job? And it felt so sweet and definitely something we write about. And it was great to remember at that moment when I heard it, to just go in my body and feel, am I doing that? And I felt such comfort from your words.
Thank you. Thank you for that. You know, well, of course, everything should be done in moderation, and we are learning how to rebalance ourselves. I think as a soul, we naturally came down very balanced, very in tune, very ready for the world. But events and the way we interpreted the events, the way they impacted us, have kind of tilted the scale. So here we are thousands of years later, or many lifetimes later, right? So we are here in 2018. Stuff's going on. Social media is the way everyone's communicating. Apps are helping us, and some of us are also distracting us. I've never played a game on an app. But yet, I'm beginning to think about, you know, the fact that my mind or my intellect is still so busy that sometimes it still becomes engaged in something that isn't positive, that isn't proactive in a way that can move my light forward. So you've designed an app. And I want to talk all about that as we go into our conversation, because I would love to get a little bit of a background on how the idea of the Vibe app actually came to light.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
So it seems to me that I think you were talking, I mean, you were talking about social media, and you just mentioned being inundated. You know, we have access to so much information and so many different types of messaging and great wisdom, you know, wisdom of the ages and teachers and recordings and meditations and whatnot. And I think that there's a risk of becoming buried in all of that. You know, through good intention, we can overdo it and have so much noise for whatever it is that we're interested in. So much noise that actually interferes with our ability to calm down and just focus on one thing. And it's ironic that even in something, you know, where the intention is so clear for something like spirituality, where you want to, if I can just say spirituality, that's obviously a loaded term. Something like, let's say, getting centered, calming down, creating inner peace, that you can also get yourself worked up by exposing yourself to too much messaging, too many newsletters, too many meditations, and so forth. So part of the idea of the app was, I think, to reduce that to have a simple message each day, which would be 100 words or less, you know, keeping in mind that people do have busy lives, and then have the essential piece of that day's message repeated on a schedule that the app user uses themselves several times throughout the day. So you might find a 100-word post that talks about the importance of being present, and then you might have a mantra or an affirmation that floats down on your cell phone screen, and it can even give you a little vibration or a bell if you choose, or no physical notification at all. It might just say if it's on your desk, my point of power is in the present moment, something like that. And it's just a reminder during part of your day of what you've already read and thought about and contemplated, maybe a little more deeply earlier in the morning. And it's just a reminder that catches you in different parts of your day, the natural part of the day, not in a kind of rarefied meditation room or on a cushion or something like that. So that's
right.
The general idea of the app is to bring integration of that message throughout the day.
Right. Okay, I got that. There's a little bit of you're coming in and out on the phone, so I'm assuming you're on the cell phone. So hopefully this will still come out okay. I saw on your website where you talked about a method, and the method is called the Vibe Method. Explain to us what the method is about and what is it that our listeners can actually experience from that.
The method, what distinguishes the Vibe from other apps of this nature, is that what Steve just explained, the messages or affirmations on kalpas, whatever you want to call them, coming in as many times a day as you program, so that you're reminded, you know, all day long of that message, and you can embody it and use it. Say you're sitting in a business meeting and that message comes in and it's exactly what you needed to hear right then in that moment, so you can integrate it into your life. And that's what the Vibe from other meditation apps.
You know what I like about it is that it kind of gets into the middle of your day. It triggers to you. It signals to you on a regular basis during the day, because that's what we need. We need gentle interruptions. We need, you know, to be reminded that, come on, pay attention to what's happening in you. Go back in what is really true for you. Now, is that something that's automatically programmed in the app, or is that something that we kind of have to set? Because what if I don't want to be bothered and I'm in a meeting? Does the app still go off?
No, you can program that to come in once a day, or none at all, not at all, or three or four times a day. So the has the ability to program just as much as they want to hear it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Sure. Now, I know you have a lot of thought leaders on the app. Could you share a little bit about some of who we can actually get on the app, and how did you choose these particular thought leaders for the app?
Yes, sure, of course. So Gratitude 24/7 is the channel. Jarl and I started it along with our partner, Jim Justice, who has a technology background. In fact, it was his idea. He really had the idea for the app. And we were neighbors living on houseboats in Sausalito. And he approached us and said, you know, we should create an app for this to bring this, to integrate this into people's lives in a way that can be absorbed. So we originally started the app with the idea that it would just be a method of distributing Gratitude 24/7's message. And then the idea evolved into making it basically a platform for different thought leaders and authors to bring their audiences that are not just already interested in what they have to say, but also to also find new audiences to listen to their message. So the authors we have now are Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote Conversations with God 1, 2, and 3, and many other books.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara Jo Angelis, a well-known author. Ken Foster, who is an executive business coach, has a successful radio show. Bill Gladstone, Waterside Publications. We also have Lisa Coffey. We have Jerry and Diane Jampolsky. Jerry Jampolsky
coming on board in November. Uh-huh.
And he wrote a very seminal book called Love is Letting Go of Fear. That was back in the 70s, a long time ago, but they've also created the Center for Attitudinal Healing, which has centers all over the world. And wow. Their channel is on
Course in Miracles.
Course in Miracles.
So wow, we have great, a number of great lineup.
Yeah, and that, yeah. And that's just the beginning. We have other authors that are in the pipeline that haven't yet started, but we're very excited, and there's lots of interest in by authors in developing having this modality of communication with their audiences, because it is a powerful. We all tune into different flavors, you know, and different ways of hearing messaging, but it's an opportunity for people who have the app to not just follow their own author, their preferred author that they came in looking for. They could also,
but they could encounter other teachers too and help them, you know, to even grow maybe in another level.
Exactly.
Right. You can check out all of the authors, and you can only choose one at a time, but you can change that
freely.
Freely.
Lovely.
So it's to a lot of people, a lot of authors.
Lovely, lovely. So now let me ask both of you a very personal question. Steve, as you're going through the process and the universe, the destiny is emerging this creativity through you in the form of an app called Vibe, what was your personal journey in the development of it? And Jarl, the question will be the same for you too, because, you know, a lot of times when we're called to do something incredibly, amazingly positive and good, it's interesting of some of the stuff that we go through. You know, like it makes us question, like, oh my, can I really get this done? Is it going to happen? And sometimes we go through a lot of stuff, but we learn so much along the way, and as a result, it even gets incorporated in whatever was manifesting from within. So what was your personal journey in terms of the creation of this whole process?
Well, the personal journey, I mean, for me, I would say that it did start with Gratitude 24/7. Initially, Jarl and I, in fact, it was Jarl's idea in November of 2010. She had an idea that she wanted to do a seva. She wanted to offer some sort of service on a daily basis. And one of the things she does, Jarl also teaches, I think you mentioned earlier, she teaches Tai Chi. And in her Tai Chi classes, she always does a gratitude meditation. And, you know, we do a gratitude meditation, and I'm one of her students slash assistants. She calls me her lovely assistant.
Better.
After 20 years.
He's really a co-teacher. That's a joke.
So we do a gratitude meditation. And I think that one of the reasons that this idea resonated with us so much is that Tai Chi is really a way of embodying awareness. You embody kind of somatically the different little realizations that you get over the years about things like yin and yang, things about penduluming back and forth from right to left, from one extreme to another, while maintaining an inner type of core balance. So the idea of embodiment, which I think goes along with the integration idea of this app, you know, the notifications dropping in at different times of the day is a very effective way at trying to, you know, get the messaging happening at different points of your day, not when you're off guard, but just kind of in different states of mind, in different circumstances. So this idea of gratitude and embodying it, she said, what if we could be, you know, it was a rhetorical question, but what if we could be grateful all the time? Wouldn't that be akin to like an acceptance, a deep acceptance and a surrender, you know, which means that you're not finding issues with what's going on because you are accepting the dance of life as it's presented. You know, that's another way of looking at gratitude. So that idea of ourselves offering whatever thoughts we had on that, because that is our point of connection, really, is our own journey and self work on self-awareness. We thought, let's try and offer our thoughts on gratitude. It started as gratitude. And really what it is all of the things, so many of the things that we put in our way between us and feeling gratitude. There's so many, you know, poor self-esteem or, you know, needing to get affirmed from the outside, competing, as you mentioned, all kinds of things, right? Insecurity. Mm-hmm. So we worked, we created the Gratitude 24/7 with that in mind. And then over the years doing it, there were ups and downs in terms of what we thought the impact would be, how many people would be affected, all of that kind of stuff. So when the app came, we were kind of, I would have to say that Jim drove the technology and worked with the developers and did a lot of the visual design himself. And we were kind of in a mode of collaboration and trying to offer whatever we could, but he largely, I would say, absorbed the stress and drove the production of the actual app itself. You know, so it's not fair to talk about our perspective.
Right. Our the big journey for us was beginning Gratitude 24/7 8 years ago and maintaining it as a daily practice. And so when Jim approached us with this idea, you know, we had a following, but the idea that we could, that it could expand was so exciting to us. And we had often thought about how cool it would be to have an app. And when he approached us with this idea, it just came out of nowhere. We were so delighted and excited about it. And then, and really, like, as Steve said, he's the one that came up with the concept, the whole idea. So it's, for us, it's been just kind of exciting watching it unfold and being a part of the design. And yeah, so it's the journey over, you know, really started way long ago, and this has just been icing on the cake, really, for us.
Right. It's so interesting, isn't it, Jarl and Steve, that when we do serve the living a life of more gratitude than complaining about what's not working or criticizing about things along the journey, that is such a waste of time. And yet we can just choose, you know what, it could be so much worse. My latest quote, when I'm dealing with lots of issues with people, because I have to be constantly with a lot of people, that means the probabilities of me bumping into issues with people are far higher than someone that doesn't have a lot of connections with people. And right. I got this from my producer, Antonia. It's just like, I just say, what you going to do? What you going to do? And I just keep moving on. And it just makes me feel so much more at peace. And again, for me, because what am I going to do? I'm grateful. It could be so much worse. You know, it just could be so much worse.
We always say you can look for what's wrong or you can look for what's right, because there's something right and something wrong about everything. It's the yin and yang of life that we've learned deeply through our practice of Tai Chi. And when you can acknowledge what's wrong, but if you turn your focus to what's right about it, even if it's just that you're learning something, then your focus, your energy raises and solutions come. But if you stay focused on how it's wrong, you just stuck.
Whatever you focus on becomes a reality.
Exactly. Exactly. So how can we get more information about the app? And are you know, like sometimes some of these app companies or tech companies, they rent, they hire one of these buses and they go traveling to all the colleges and tell the college students, this is the app for you, let's do it. Are you planning to do anything like that, or are you letting it just fall organically?
I love that.
I don't think we're planning on a blimp or a bus or anything like that.
I think we should.
At this moment, unless there's some sort of magical bag of gold that drops on us from heaven. But what we are doing, one of the modalities is that because we are using, because of the people, the authors on the app have their own followings, and they're quite successful authors, many of them, they're bringing in large numbers of their own audience. And then that, part of our idea is that that spreads. There's just a natural increase. If the concept is valid as we think it is, it will just be a natural organic growth. And also we're offering anybody can try the app and check it out and see if it works for them. And it's absolutely free for a week. And then after that, it's kind of based on the subscription model. Part of that's to pay for our servers and our web developers and, you know, all of the ongoing costs that we, quite frankly, weren't aware of how many there are. And also to try and pay the authors for their work, because they're creating new messages every day and new content. And in addition to the post and the sankalpa or the affirmation or the mantra that comes in as a notification, each of the authors is also producing some meditations that are available. They're guided meditations of varying lengths. So those are available on demand for people for the author that they've selected. So it's a free week trial. And then after that, there's a subscription, which we feel is very reasonable, of $2.99 per month.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's a good price. So what's the app? Is there a website, an app? What do you call it? Search that we could find out more about it. And guys, thank you so much for doing this. And definitely, we do need to get those signals. You know, we do need to get those signals.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you do.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The website is www.vibe.me. And the name of the app is The Vibe or Vibe. You can search for either one in the Google Play Store for Android and in the iTunes store for Apple. Available in
Beautiful.
Both formats.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. All the very best and many, many unlimited blessings your way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Take care. Well, I'm going to be looking forward to vibing more during the day. It reminds me of what we do every hour in the hour, where we pause for 30 seconds of peace for the world, for the traffic control. But the vibe.me, I think it's a good idea that we should all really look into it. And the fact that the intentionality that came out of that, did you all get that? It was from the gratitude 24/7. So just imagine the vibration that, you know, has basically been invested into the Vibe app. So for more information, do contact Jarl and Steve if you've got any more information. Well, if you don't want to keep up to date, please feel free to tweet me. Actually, tweet. That's the only one I do. Facebook and Instagram, I know others do a great job with that. But anything that's on your mind, don't hesitate to send us an email at press@americameditating.org. And please be well with yourself. Just take it a step higher whenever you can. Just go a little higher. Think about the transformation of the interpretation of what you're going through. It'll just make your heart feel a whole lot better. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. We really are here to love each other the same. The brighter you shine, the more you're going to inspire others to shine just as bright. So try to keep that in the back of your mind. And we will end today's show with Marvin Gaye. Here's Inner City. Take care, everyone. I'm Sister Jenna. You've been listening to America Meditating Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Did you enjoy that conversation? Because you can also listen to it on Spotify or in iTunes, 24/7, anytime, anywhere. I do trust we all have inner power to become our very best. When we listen with curiosity to learn more, we grow. So thanks so much for tuning in, and do be easy on yourself. Take care.